identifying which is which in the verses, clarity comes into Daniel 8 in a lot of ways, and I just want to look at one, not all the different ways that that's significant. And in verse 26, you have both these words that are translated vision used. And one of the words means like a snapshot, a little glimpse. So one of the words that's translated visions means the snapshot, whereas the other word translated vision means the entire vision. And in verse 26 of Daniel 8, it says, "In the vision, the little glimpse of the evening and morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore, shut up the vision, the entire vision, for it shall be for many days." So the point being here is that the word vision in Daniel 8, that is the little glimpse, is referring to the 2300-day prophecy of Daniel 8:14, the prophecy of the evening and the morning. So 2300 years, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So the little glimpse vision in Daniel 8 is identifying a time prophecy. And if when you go to Daniel 8:17, it says, "So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision." And so what, and this word vision here is a little snapshot, which by the context of Daniel 8 means the 2300 year prophecy. At the time of the end shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Not during the 2300 year prophecy, or not the beginning, but at the time of the end, when that prophecy was fulfilled on October 22nd, 1844, then the little vision that Daniel had seen would take place, and the little vision that he'd seen was the cleansing of the sanctuary. So we know that here, Daniel is divining the time of the end here in verse 17 as October 22nd, 1844, the end of a time prophecy. In Daniel 8:19, still speaking about the 2300-day prophecy, it says, "And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed, the end shall be." So the end of the 2300-day prophecy, according to verse 17, Daniel calls it the time of the end, but here in 19, he also calls it the time appointed. And he interchanges the time of the end and the time appointed, but they are both, by definition, the end of a time prophecy. And he does this with pagan Rome, because pagan Rome had a time prophecy on how long it would rule the world. And you find that in Daniel 11:24. The very last phrase of verse 24 of Daniel 11 is describing, this verse is describing pagan Rome. And this last phrase says that pagan Rome would rule the world for a time in Bible prophecy.